Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. I'm Don Munson. On today's show, we're going to have a great visit with Patrick Phibbs. Now, you may not know who Patrick Phibbs is, and that's actually a good thing. Patrick, if you do follow Clemson football, is the long snapper for Clemson football on both field goals and also on punts. Actually, he's been doing this now for several years. He's a two-year letterman for Clemson football, doing this as a long snapper. He's out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A geology major, as you're going to find out coming up, but just a great individual, one of the really good guys, and you're going to find a very fun-loving guy as we go through the interview here with Patrick. But we're going to catch up with Patrick Phibbs and let you find out what life as a long snapper is all about. Sometimes, you know, that just is an overlooked part of the football team. But if indeed special teams is one third of every game, then I always say that these guys that start on special teams, punt coverage, kickoff coverage, punt team, kickoff return team, whatever it is, then they should be considered starters as well. And Patrick has been a starter on this football team for 3 years now and just happens to handle long snaps. So here is my conversation with long snapper Patrick Phibbs, and I started it out by asking him what it's like to be the long snapper on a national championship contending football team.
Well, we've been four out of the last 5 years for the last time. It's absolutely insane for me because I saw some numbers saying 21.2 million people watched that game last week, and it just blows my mind that many people watch me, but I do the same thing over and over and over. It gets kind of, you know, monotonous. It's just same thing over and over, but I love it, so it's great.
Most people don't recognize your name. Is that a good thing, though, in the fact that you're doing your job well?
Oh, of course. Of course. I'm glad that nobody knows my name. I know it's one of those things where if something does go wrong, which cross your fingers, you know, knock on wood, but you know, you'll be the front page of the newspaper like Trevor is all the time, but it would be for completely different reasons. So, yes, I am actually super excited that since I've been here, since I've started, I really haven't been in the papers that much.
Take me, though, through prep for something like this because, you know, it's more than just snapping the football.
Yeah.
You've got to know a ton of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's one of those things, like, for us four right here, it's different than any other position. Coach always says during team meetings and stuff, is talking about how it's you versus another person, right? And it's you in your matchup against another person from LSU that's been working just as hard as you. But for our positions, it's you versus yourself. So you got to go into it thinking, okay, I got to understand that bad thoughts are going to come through my head. You know, you have to go out there. Every single rep is the same thing that you've done for the past 3-4 years. You know, it's one of the things you got to go out there and just focus on your follow through, your balance and your stance and all that stuff. That'll really help the ball get back to the way you want it to compared to somebody going against another person, wherever that I can beat this guy the next play or the next play, or, you know, we get one shot right when we go out there. So it's different, but you know, I love it. So, you know.
Field goal snap, extra point snap. Is it different than a punting snap?
Yes, a little bit. You know, Will's a bigger target than Will. I'll let you decide which one's which. But I've done field goals for 3 years now. I started for 3 years, and then this is my first year doing punts. And I actually really like punts. There's a lot more room for error. I know there really isn't much in general for long snappers, but for Will being 6'6", it's really awesome compared to, say, you know, some people have punters who are 5'4" or 5'5", and they can boom the ball, but it's kind of harder for the snapper to get it where it needs to be. But I think they're different, but the mindset's the same. You know, you go out there, you got to do your job, and you walk back out. Like I always say, in the national championship game against Alabama when we got that pick, everyone's going absolutely insane, throwing stuff in there. And I just jog out there, do my job, and then jog back out. You try not to get involved into the game as much.
Punting-wise, badge of honor for the snapper, though, to get downfield and actually make the tackle on punt?
I haven't gotten one yet, but we'll get there. We haven't really had a lot of opportunities, though. You know, Will does a good job getting the ball up there. A lot of fair catches, a lot of Rambo punts, kind of get it on the ground, make the guy run right out of bounds because we're all getting down there pretty fast. But it's pretty hard to beat guys like Isaiah down the field, you know, as a snapper. You know, maybe not as fast as those guys, but opportunity will come, hopefully. be pretty crazy if it was this game, the last game ever, getting a tackle.
Also, I guess, explain the physicality of being a long snapper, because, you know, people can't touch you as much as it used to be in the old days.
Oh, in the old days, you could get killed. But I'm actually really glad that the rule was made about getting hit in the head, because it really does protect us. We're in a very vulnerable position. I don't care if you're Justin Falcinelli, Gage Cervenka. If you have your head between your legs and somebody runs right into you, right in the front, your neck is really vulnerable to getting hit and stuff. So I'm really glad that they made a rule like that. But physicality, same thing. You know, you walk out there, you look at the guys, they're ginormous. And then you look to your left and you look to your right, and they got huge guys right next to you, too. And you're like, oh, I'll be fine.
Yeah. How about smack talk? Because is there much smack talk as a snapper?
I don't do it. Like you said, the guys are huge. I don't do it. I stay away from it. But I like to, you know, just listen. Walk out there, Balkhurst and Gage always give a little something to the other team. The other team gives something back. And then I just, sometimes it's actually kind of funny. I get down there, I kind of chuckle a little bit. And then I snap the ball and then jog right off. I don't usually say anything, but sometimes when they get a little heated, I'll kind of like break them up because I'm more level-headed than them most of the time, but I don't know.
I would also guess, though, that the opposition tries to creep into your head a little bit.
Yeah.
So there has to be
I couldn't say the things that they've said to me, but it's been – I remember last year, Austin Spence, he was at Notre Dame. He was about to go snap the ball, and then the guy said something about Maggie. He said, oh, Maggie's ugly or something like that. Maggie's his dog. It's like, so the guy had to find out what his dog's name was and then go and talk to him. It's absolutely bizarre the things that they'll do to go and try to get in your head. It's kind of funny.
So what has – give me – all right. So what's been the best and then what's been the worst as far as you've heard?
From the other person?
Yeah, from the other person.
Huh. Oh, jeez. The worst? I can't really say that. I wouldn't. The best. Oh, I remember. We were playing SC State. Okay, we were playing SC State, and we're up a lot of points. I mean, we're up a lot. And we're jogging down there. And these guys, we just hit like a 90-some yard run or 80-some yard run. And the D-line from the other team has to run all the way down there, get lined up again. And the one guy literally stopped and asked the ref, he goes, can we just not do this play? It's like, can we just not do this play? And nobody even lined up, and I snapped the ball. And then everyone's just standing up, just tired, because they all ran all the way down. It's like 50-something to 7, maybe. I don't remember what the score was, but that was always so funny to me. It's like, can we just skip the play? It's like, well, it's a play in the game, but yeah, it was funny.
Most people don't know Wednesdays. I believe it's Wednesdays. The practice usually ends on a long field goal. So
Tuesdays.
All right. So usually ends on a long field goal, and which means at practice, did you have your own guys that are in your ear and yelling at you and chirping at you a little bit? So my guess is that back in the day, Christian Wilkins used to give you plenty.
Albert Huggins. Albert Huggins was the number one guy. He had, literally from the season's beginning to the season's end, we like did one long story. And the story was, I don't even know what it was about. I couldn't even tell you. But he would walk up, say something, so dude, I was in Atlanta like the other week and I was having a good time and I was going to go to the Braves game. And I'm like, what? And then I snap a ball and I'm like, really, dude? And then he rolled the ball over. And he keeps going about how, oh yeah, my cousin came down. We went to the bars. It was fun. You know, I was like, what are we doing here? Yeah, but that was every week. Kind of did the same thing every week. Year before that, DJ Greenlee was a guy who always got in my head. Christian never really did anything, though.
I'm shocked at that. Really, I'm a little bit shocked at that, to be honest with you. All right. Then lastly, what has this been like for me? How did you end up here as a long snapper, first and foremost? And what has this experience been like for you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's been absolutely, I get to meet great guys like Mr. Don Munson here. It's been great. I came down here in 2014 for the camp, for the summer camp. Remember, I snapped lights out, and it's actually kind of funny. I've never watched a Clemson football game before I came down here. Steelers all the way from Pittsburgh, you know. College football wasn't a big thing, you know, where I was from, but came down here, loved the campus, the people were great. I remember Coach Sweeney kind of came up to me and he said, you know, if your grades are good enough and you get into the school and you can really have a shot to make it on the team. And I just thought, well, it's a great school anyways. I'm going to go down there. If I don't make it, I don't make it, right? If I do, maybe I'll – I didn't even expect to play.
Oh, Wasp on. So we have a Wasp. Okay.
Wasp
is now gone. We'll finish up.
Yeah. No, but he just said, you know, we're not going to promise you anything playing time-wise. And I was like, it's not a big deal. I mean, you go and it's something you could put on your resume. You get to make relationships. And I think that's the biggest thing to take away since I've been here is the relationships that you make. You're going to know these guys for the rest of your life. I mean, Jeff Davis. I mean, all those coaches are just unbelievable. And it's just, it's been awesome. It's been undescribable. Great.
After Clemson, what's the plan? Do you want to see if you can make it somewhere in professional football? Or are you, nah, this is going to be it for me?
No, right now I think this might be it. But we'll see. You know, you can't really close anything out. But I'm kind of ready to move on. I want to go into the business world and maybe go into sales or something like that. But it's been great. If this was my last football game ever, I could go in peace, you know. I would have no problem with that. I mean, it's just been such a ride for 5 years, you know, absolutely insane, but I've loved every second of it.
Have you been one of these guys that they got through school early and so you're now working on a postgraduate deal? I mean, give me that.
So I'm a geology major, and I have minors in mathematics and business administration, and I have actually not graduated yet. I graduate in the summer. So I've been here for 5 years now, and I still haven't graduated, but that's why I got those two minors. So geology is a very difficult major in itself, so it's kind of hard to finish that early and then do something else. So I think I just said, you know, I'll grab that business minor and a math minor, and then kind of graduate maybe a little late, but I'll have two extra things that a lot of people won't, you know.
All right, so you realize I'm going to ask you about a geology major, basically the study of rocks. You realize if you were on Big Bang Theory, they would just make big fun of you from that standpoint. But so why geology?
I originally wanted to go into the oil industry. I don't know. Plans have changed a little bit. I have a friend who actually went into the same, you know, exploratory geology that I wanted to go into. Said a lot of data collection. You know, you go out there by yourself. You know, you collect data, then come back and maybe send an email to somebody or you show them the data. It's not a lot of communication between people. I love talking to people, so I told him, I don't think that's going to be for me. So I was thinking maybe going more on the sales side of it, but sales of maybe geologic equipment or scientific equipment. So it's one of those things where you know about the subject and you can sell about it. Because people know that you're major, you have background knowledge on what you're selling. So, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, it's a great major, and it's the study of the earth and its processes, not rocks. I've gotten that so many times. Oh my God, Coach Pierman always gets on me.
Now you realize as oil, and you're going to be shocked that I know much. So basically, that's like Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, obviously in the Gulf, but it's also places like North and South Dakota, Montana,
Pennsylvania.
You get up. Into obviously go anywhere into Canada, up into Alaska. So it can take you places.
It can take you places, probably more cold places. Actually, now you got Texas too, but we'll see. We'll see if I go into that industry. If I go into sales, it's way more open to. I could probably live wherever I want, but I'm probably going to go back up north, I think. I love you guys down here, but you know, we'll see.
All right, last question then for you. As you take in what's going to be your final game in the national championship, what is the thing that maybe from previous experience that you think, you know what, I need to do a little bit better of this experiencing and soaking this moment?
You know, I like to think that I've done a really good job of that. You know, for the past year, I've really tried this year to really take it all in. And the specialist group this year was a lot different than it was last year, because last year you had a lot of seniors, Alex and Greg and Christian, who've been here forever. And we've known each other for so long. And then this year, you got guys like Aiden, John, and BT, who's only been here for a year, and we're just trying to build those relationships. So I've really done a good job, you know, taking advantage of the friendships that I've made. So it's going to take a step back, you know, take a couple breaths, take it all in at New Orleans. I've been there before, and I hope we get a win there this time.
We hope as well, Patrick, that Clemson is coming out of New Orleans on Monday with a national championship. Once again, just a great
great visit there with Patrick Phibbs. Hey, don't forget now, for everything that is coming up here, don't forget we've got basketball that comes your way on Saturday. As Clemson will be at North Carolina, the men's basketball team, 4:30 game there in Chapel Hill. We'll have that on network lines at 4 o'clock, starting with myself and Tim Bure. Coverage of the national championship game along network lines will start at 5 o'clock Monday from New Orleans. Kickoff time slated, it'll show you 8 o'clock. Kickoff will actually be at 8:15, so we'll start with our pregame show at 7 o'clock. Tiger Tailgate show starts at 5 o'clock and will run up until 7 o'clock. But for everything Clemson-oriented, just check it right there at your fingertips, ClemsonTigers.com, ClemsonTigers.com, the official website of Clemson Athletics. Matter of fact, the night after the national championship game, Clemson will be back in Little John taking on the Duke Blue Devils for a 7 o'clock game on that Tuesday night, the 14th of January. And there are still a limited number of tickets available for that contest. And you can purchase yours online at ClemsonTigers.com/tickets. All right. So if you think you may be coming to that Duke-Clemson basketball game, still some tickets available there as well. Tickets for women's games, men's games. You'll find all the information, again, right there. Hope you have a great weekend. Looking forward to Saturday from Chapel Hill. Certainly looking forward to Monday from the national championship in New Orleans. Clemson will see if they can win their second in a row, 3 out of 4. And, of course, the 4th national championship overall won't be easy against LSU. But Clemson's going to show up, and I like our chances in the ballgame. All right? Once again, for Patrick Phibbs, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us here on the podcast. Go Tigers!